Please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 23, beginning at verse 39. This is the account of our Lord's crucifixion, talking about the details of his death, focusing upon just the shame and the mockery and the degradation that accompanied his death on the cross. Please follow along as I read. One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and, rebuking him, said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." To many people, one of the most offensive doctrines of the Christian faith is that of unconditional forgiveness. Many people chafe at the thought of a Hitler or a Stalin or Osama bin Laden appealing to God in the 11th hour and receiving full and complete forgiveness and the promise of heaven. Is there no justice? Are there no consequences for their monstrous deeds, they say? How can a good and righteous God reward these wicked people after what they've done? Well, what we've just read affirms that a good and righteous God does just that. This man on the cross had no opportunity to reform his life. Within a few hours, he would be dead. And we don't really know much about them, the two men that were hanged with Jesus. Mark and Matthew indicate that they were robbers. And whatever their crimes were, by their own admission, they deserved to die. Do you see yourself in these men? I do. I may not have been a robber. I may not have clubbed people, as what happened to a friend of mine recently when he was robbed. Someone hit him with a baseball bat. These were not nice guys. They were wicked men. But so am I. Maybe not in the same areas, but equally as wicked as these men in my rebellion against God. If you see yourself in the same boat as these guys, and if you've turned to Christ and asked him to forgive your sins and to cleanse you and to make you a new person and to save you from the wrath of God, then we invite you to join us today as we celebrate communion. That recognition of Jesus' body and blood broken and shed on the cross so that God would forgive the sins of those who could not otherwise be saved. If you're a Christian and yet there's sin in your life, you know it, you haven't been willing to give it up, well then, I call upon you today, repent of it, turn away from it. Ask God to forgive you. In John's first letter, he says that God forgives us if we confess our sins. He is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you're a believer, and you're thinking of not taking communion today because of that sin, turn away from it. Repent of it. If you've hurt someone, resolve to make it right at the earliest opportunity, and take communion with us today. God wants us to fellowship with Him and to be cleansed of any sin that we have in our lives. Now, you may be here today, and by your own admission, you would say, I'm not a Christian. I'm not a believer. Perhaps you're even offended by this free grace that is proclaimed. Well, if that's the case, then you, my friend, do not understand the greatness and the magnitude and the awesome holiness of God. Nor have you come to grips with your own sin and how offensive it is to that God. Humble yourself. Turn to Christ today. Ask Him to forgive you and to cleanse you of your sin, just as He did for this man on the cross. If you're not willing to do that, then we ask that as the elements come to you today, that you pass them by. This is a time for believers, for Christians who have given their lives to Christ and recognize what Jesus has done for them. But we do pray that this may be the day of salvation for you. And if you have any questions as to what it might be, what it is to be a Christian, questions about the gospel, then see me after church, or one of the elders, or the person who brought you if you came as a guest, or any one of our worship team. We pray that God will open your heart to appeal to Him for the grace and the love and the forgiveness that is available through Christ. The men are going to come forward now and serve the communion elements. As you receive them, please hold them, prepare your hearts, and then we'll take communion together in just a few moments.